10 scientists from Florida universities are asking Governor Rick Scott to talk with them about climate change and the impact human-induced global warming will have on Florida. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Scott, when running for governor in 2010, initially denied the impact of human-induced global warming, saying that he's not convinced that there's any man-made climate change. He has since been hesitant to engage on the issue, as evidenced by this recent exchange with a reporter from the Miami Herald.
Am I right in guessing that?
Well, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you what we've accomplished. We put a lot of effort into making sure that we take care of our natural treasures, the Everglades, making sure water flows south, any flooding around our coast. So we're doing the right thing.
Thank you. Right.
So do you believe in climate change?
Thank you.
Do you believe in the human influence of climate change?
The letter is signed by experts in the areas of marine systems, atmospheric sciences, and other climate change-related fields at the University of Miami, Florida State, Eckerd College, and Florida International University. Jeff Chanton, an oceanography professor at FSU, hand-delivered it to Scott's office on Tuesday.
Governor Scott, when he was asked questions about climate change, he said, "I'm not a scientist. I really can't judge this." And so what we, 10 scientists from across the state, have simply asked to meet with him, and we would be more than happy to explain climate change science to him and bring him up to speed so that he can make informed decisions.
There's been no response from the governor's office as of late Wednesday. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Administration, Florida has the 13th lowest historical fossil fuel emissions of any state. But the state is without a plan to increase renewable energy and displace coal-fired fuel generation. As a result, Chanton says Florida is one of the most vulnerable locations in the U.S., and that's not a hypothetical.
And that is respect to sea level rise. You know, as temperatures rise, the ice caps will melt. And, of course, the greatest temperature increases will occur in polar regions. We have a lot of ice stored on Greenland above the level of the sea, and there's a lot of ice stored on the Antarctic continent. And as you have temperature increase, those ice caps will melt, and the water will run into the ocean.
Florida faces new federal deadlines to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from future and existing power plants by 38% by the year 2030. The scientists believe they can explain simply why Governor Scott should care. But Chanton adds that the letter is not a message to save the Earth.
The Earth will be fine. A lot of people have pointed out the Earth has been through tremendous climate changes. But this is an issue for people's comfort and people's humanity and people's civilization. You know, we have 7 billion people on this planet, and it's very precarious feeding everyone and taking care of everyone. And when you have climate disruption, you have war. You know, the thing in Syria right now was preceded by 4 years of drought.
On Monday, the Pensacola City Council voted to delay any discussion of local climate change at Thursday's regular meeting. Councilwoman Sherry Myers brought a request from the group 350 Pensacola for the city to form a task force on the matter.
We're not debating whether climate change exists or it doesn't exist. The purpose of this task force is to address mitigation and adaptation to climate change, severe weather events, not whether it exists or what causes it.
Councilman Larry B. Johnson, a member of the Emerald Coast Keepers Board, called for the delay until more information is gathered and distributed.
To move this forward right now, I think, is a little bit rushing it, and I'd like to add this information. I've done a little research myself on it. I'm just not prepared to move forward on this right now, so I think a couple of weeks or a few weeks isn't going to mean a whole lot of difference at this time.
The motion to delay the climate change talks passed on a 7-1 vote, with Myers the lone dissenter. She plans to resurrect it at the next agenda review in late August. Meanwhile, both climate change affirmers and deniers are gearing up for the race between Governor Scott and former Governor Charlie Crist, who's now a Democrat. FSU's Jeff Chanton says it's saddening to watch the issue become politicized.
I think, in my opinion, if Governor Scott were to move to the center right now, he could steal a lot of votes from the presumptive Democratic nominee. I think the best thing that Governor Scott could do right now would be to meet with us, and then people would see that he was moving on this issue, and he'd probably get a lot more votes.
The conservative Americans for Prosperity reportedly has more than $3 million to spend on an anti-climate change education project. On the other side, the super PAC Next Gen Climate has targeted Scott and identified Florida as one of the 7 states where it plans to pour money. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.